weird that every space documentary, all the series, I had them all, Joe had them all, we watch them all the time. I tried to remember all the about a neutron star and a super hypernova. I was hypernova. Me and Joe were deep into space.
Beyond Venus, 93 million miles from the sun, is Earth. Its great oceans forming the clouds and air currents which warm and irrigate the planet.
I thought I was better than people and because I knew so much about space. And every now and then I'd watch all that and wonder, what? This is all cartoons. And every now and then I think to myself, it's weird that we're not watching any actual footage of space. It's all CGI. All DVDs on space are all CGI. There's nothing real. And everyone watches that. They believe it. The narration is all programming. What's above us and what we're on, we're being lied to. Don't we have Hubble? Why don't you point it at the Earth and get some awesome shots of where we live? All the pictures and images from space are CGI. None of them are real. We haven't gone past that. What are you telling me that that's okay? We could just gloss over that? And they admit that they're all CGI, except for one in 1972, which is fake. They have one picture. They say one is real. 1972, all the rest are CGI. Like, where are the pictures of Earth from space? I want to see a picture. I want to see tens of thousands of them. I want to see the sun over here and the moon over there. People should have posters all over the world. People should have these epic pictures of the Earth from space with the moon over here and the sun over there and the planets. There's none.
Literally zero. They do sometimes exaggerate, like claiming they used a NASA camera 1.6 million miles away to take this alleged video of the dark side of the moon. It doesn't take a genius to see how undeniably computer-generated this image is. And yet, you think we are the moronic ones?
I would rather be thought as a moron for not trusting criminals than a sellout and a traitor for defending them.
The reality is,
the things that come out of your mouth, are you saying something that a defense attorney would say, or are you saying something that a prosecuting attorney would say? When it comes to the government, that criminal, that's like John Gotti. I'm saying that a prosecuting attorney would say, not saying like, we'll prove it. It's a criminal, without a doubt. Whatever's coming from the government, I need the kind of evidence that would shut down a case. If I don't see the evidence, why would I believe it?
What is gravity?
You have no idea. Okay, next question.
So you're telling me gravity is strong enough to hold oceans onto it, battling inertia from the spin. So gravity's holding oceans, inertia's trying to pull it out and make it fling. Skyscrapers would fling off the Earth, but this gravity's holding these. It's so strong, it's holding the oceans, but it can't hold a helium balloon. Things that are less dense go up. Things that are more dense go down. Has nothing to do with gravity. Where's gravity at with butterflies? You would think that if gravity's so strong it's holding skyscrapers down to it, we would be flat on the ground.
There is gravity all the way out to the moon and beyond.
Long before the theory of gravity was a glimmer in Newton's imagination, the natural physics of density and buoyancy already perfectly explained why apples fall down. Objects fall or rise based on their relative density to the medium surrounding them. Apples fall because they are denser than the air, while helium balloons rise because they are lighter.
No gravity necessary.
This is why raindrops fall down through the air, and air bubbles rise up through water. Everything seeks its relative density and rises or falls until settling accordingly. This is why a tiny pebble sinks to the bottom of the ocean, but gigantic cruise ships and aircraft carriers stay afloat on the surface. Because even though a pebble is so small, its mass, relative to its volume, its density, is more than water, so it sinks. And even though a cruise ship is so large, its mass, relative to its volume, is less than water, so it floats. If Newton's apple had landed in a puddle, he would have seen the apple only fell through the air because it was denser than the air, but then floated on top of the water because it was less dense than water. The natural physics of density and buoyancy was understood and agreed upon for centuries before they changed our textbooks and started NASA.
All our space information is coming from
NASA.
Wernher von Braun was the director of all six moon missions, and he's a... Is that not a comic book? That's a comic book.